Hey, it's time for another edition of Prep Spotlight here on Sports Fan 1330. I'm Sports Director Randy Roof, and I'm very excited today to be talking with a young man who has really burst onto the local basketball scene as of late. He's Rockford Christian junior guard Marcus Hill, who is the area's leading scorer so far this season, averaging about almost 30 points per game. Now, followers of Rockford Christian and Big Northern Basketball know about Marcus. He's no stranger to them. He was among the league leaders in assists last season, and he earned honorable mention all Big Northern. But now it's his eye-popping scoring numbers that have gotten him the big notice. This includes a 34-point game during the Thanksgiving Oregon tournament, a 38-point performance against Stillman Valley last week, and a 47-pointer against Lutheran earlier this season. So first of all, congratulations, Marcus. Great start to the year.
Thank you.
What's been the difference in your game that you're scoring so much more this season? Like I said, last year you were predominantly an assist man, looked like, and now you've kind of taken control of the scoring part.
This year I was working on the offseason. I was working on my scoring craft, because last year I had Malik Marshall and Josh Dowling, so I was passing a lot. I was new to varsity. Mm-hmm. This year I'm trying to be a leader, so I'm working on scoring and getting my teammates open, because we have a lot of shooters. We got Nathan, Cal, Thomas, and we also got he a shooter and a slasher, Aaron. So mm-hmm. We got a lot of shooters, so they can't just double-team me. They got to respect them.
Now, did Coach want you to be more of a facilitator, more of an assist guy last year and kind of earn your stripes to be a scorer now, or did you choose to do that, or how did that change go about?
I choose to do that. Uh-huh. I was really passive last year, and I really didn't want to look for my shot. I wanted to make sure other people get it. This year, I'm kind of looking at my shot, being more aggressive.
Now, is it just a matter of aggression? I mean, have you worked on your shot? Is there aspect of the game? Are you more of a slasher, a jump shooter? Have you gotten better at those areas? Or was it just a matter of you didn't take the opportunity last year and now you're doing it?
I just got better at in my game, my shooting, my slashing. I've really been working on my athleticism, because I was lacking that my sophomore year. But now I'm getting a little bit better at athleticism.
Are you more of a shooter or more of a slasher? Or are you a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. Okay. If they don't play up, I can knock it down. But if they play up, I take it to the basket.
Get around. Okay. So talk a little bit about your summer then. Between last season and this year, what were some of the things you did last summer in terms of maybe camps you went to, or if you were involved in the AAU? And then also, what aspects of your game did you focus on in the summer?
We went to play for Rockford Ambassadors. We went to the NY2LA. Had some good experience, played some good competition. And I really been working on getting stronger, so to get more physical, because last mm-hmm. year they were bumping me. Mm-hmm. This year I'm kind of holding my ground now.
Okay. If you had to, if I said, give me a scouting report on yourself, if you were scouting yourself, what would you say? What are your strengths and weaknesses?
I would say he's a all-around player.
Okay.
But sometimes he get a little reachy and a little excited.
So you get in foul trouble then if you're getting reachy?
Oh, yeah. I get a little excited sometimes.
Yeah, you don't want that because it takes you off the court, then you can't get the points.
Oh, yeah.
What NBA player do you think you're most like? If I had to compare your game to a guy NBA player, who would it be?
Kyrie.
Really? Okay. And is that on purpose? Is he your favorite player?
Or? Yeah.
Okay. Why? What's about him do you like?
Because I like to dribble. Coach always get on me talking about stop playing with the ball. And Kyrie plays with the ball a lot. And that's why I make my game around. Mm-hmm. But I kind of got some happiness. Not happiness, but game like him.
It's the same kind of game as him. It's kind of the approach he has on the court. Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about growing up playing hoops. I mean, when did you first start playing? How did you get introduced to it? I know your dad's a player and your dad's a coach and all, but talk about the young years and how you developed as a basketball player.
I was my mom said I played as a baby, and I just grew up to it, watching ESPN mm-hmm. and all that. And he told me if I want to be good at this, I have to work for it. Mm-hmm. And I've always been in the gym. And, then I couldn't do it without my family, though. They helped me get through a lot of this stuff.
Well, now, did you play in, at like, what kind of organizations you play for at a young age? You play some traveling ones, or was this like school ones, or what did you play for growing up?
I played for school and AAU. I played for my school's Cathedral back then, and the AAU is Rockford Ambassadors.
Okay, so you were the Ambassadors the whole time then. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you play any other sports?
I tried soccer for like a year, and I didn't like much running.
Wait, but there's a lot of running in basketball.
I know, but that's what I'm for. That I was just playing straight defense in soccer, so I was like, I'm good.
Tell me a little bit about yourself off the court. Got any hobbies? What are the kind of things you like to do in your spare time? Do you do stuff with like, your teammates or friends and things like that?
Yeah, I like to joke around with my friends, go out to eat, and like in my spare time. Was play some video games.
Okay, what's the best place to go eat? We'll start with that one.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay, because of the TVs and the wings, perfect combination. Yeah. Video games. Which ones are the ones you're playing usually?
My friend just got me onto Fortnite. I'm getting a little fan of Fortnite.
Okay. Don't play any NBA 2K or anything like that?
Do
that
stuff?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I play that a lot.
Do you like favorite movies, TV shows, that kind of stuff? Kind of music you like?
My favorite movie is Love and Basketball.
Okay. That's an older one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people used to like that. I've heard that many times over the years, but it's been a while now because that's been out for a while.
Yeah.
How about music and TV shows, anything like that? Do you binge watch anything, Netflix, things like that?
Music, I just listen to anything that sounds good. I don't really got like a favorite artist or anything.
Let's get back to basketball then. You guys as a team are having a great year.
Oh, yeah.
I even talked with Coach about how I was surprised. My prediction, I had you guys around middle of the pack, and you're certainly not looking like a middle of the pack team. What's been the key this year as a team? What's making you guys so good so far?
Because we're small. We're a real small team. But we want it a lot. We all got heart, and we trying to make it to farther. We're talking about state and all that, so we're just trying to get there, and Coach is really on us. In practice, we work hard. We just don't just do it.
Well, and you guys, too, like you said, you're small, and you lost Malik and a couple other players, and I know he was a strong rebounder and inside player and all that. So, I mean, are you guys making it work with, like, defensive pressure, full court press? Is it run and gun? I mean, what's the successful formula here?
Coach got us doing full court press, and we're a run and gun team because we're small. Mm-hmm. We had like our guards. We can kind of play center too, so we a really run and gun team. And our center Mike, he quick on his feet, so we can run and gun.
Mm-hmm. Get any college looks yet?
A few. My dad said, but he don't tell me.
He won't tell you. Oh, okay. If you had your druthers, where would you like to go? Maybe not specific. If you got a specific place, that's cool, or at least like a region. If you want to go to the Midwest or the South or out West or whatever.
I would like to go to like Kansas.
Okay.
Or
you're shooting big.
Or or Duke. That's my school that I want to go to.
Okay. What are your goals? Let's start with you personally for the rest of the season. What would you like to see when you look back when it's all over come March? What do you want to hope to accomplish this year? First of all, individually, and then as a team.
I want to make sure I get a leading assist again.
Okay.
And my goal is to get to past regionals, because I think last year we didn't get past regionals.
Okay.
So that's what I want to get to.
Any shots of things like leading the league in scoring, or maybe a single season school record, things like that? Is that the kind of stuff you're worried about? Or
no, I'm not really worried about scoring. I'm just worried about getting my team to regionals and getting past regionals and keep going on and on.
Okay. Well, that was Rockford Christian junior guard Marcus Hill. Marcus, thank you very much for taking time to talk with me. Appreciate it. And certainly wish you the best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, we'll return to Sports Fan 1330 right after this. All right, that worked out very well.